having worked in the New York theater, in Hollywood, in the entertainment industry, and in Silicon Valley, I have for years thought that Silicon Valley could potentially become another Hollywood. You know, you have a lot of money, you have a lot of power, and you have a lot of people coming because they want to be part of it too. And all of that is a recipe for one group to take advantage of another group. And often when one group is in a position to take advantage of another, the way that translates is into a form of sexual harassment and sexism. And we're really seeing that run rampant in Silicon Valley right now.
Interestingly, products out of Silicon Valley certainly are Hollywood-like in that they might be a video game or something that helps you enjoy a movie, but there's all kinds of other internet-related stuff that comes out of there that is, let's say, more practical, not necessarily entertainment-oriented. But you're saying, as far as the misuse of women employees, it's all the same.
You're right about part of Silicon Valley is about entertainment, and part of it is about nuts and bolts and Ethernet cables. But at the end of the day, it's a glamour industry. And glamour industries have always had a problem of someone at the top taking advantage of people below them. It used to be you would go to Hollywood to seek your fame and fortune. And today people go to Silicon Valley, and beyond Silicon Valley, they go to other tech hubs like New York, like Boston. I think whenever you have one group that's in a position to lord their power over others, there are going to be abuses, and sexual abuse is just one of those ways. This doesn't surprise me that this is happening, but it does disappoint me because as a part of the tech world, you know, the tech world has always presented itself as better, almost utopian. We were going to create better workplaces. We were going to set a model for a new way that the world could be. And when we read stories about what's happening in Silicon Valley today with sexual harassment, what we're finding out is a lot of the old bad stuff is surviving. Things when it comes to sexual harassment do not seem to be better. They just seem to be more of the same.
Why then in 2017 can't we do better? Or how do we do better now that we're trying to empower women, empower minorities and everybody so that not that anybody feels disenfranchised, that everybody feels somewhat equal if we can? I realize that is more utopian than realistic, but certainly something to strive for.
I think one of the things that's happening in the business world and the world of entrepreneurship and the world of technology on a very large scale is more and more women are seeking to be in control of the company. More and more women are seeking to get on the boards of companies. As women are more assertive about having their place at the table, I think that has all kinds of repercussions in helping to eliminate these kinds of abuses. But we're certainly not there yet. But if you go online and just Google things like women on boards, you'll read about an awful lot of very successful women that are fighting to get those positions for a lot of reasons, including statistically, when there are multiple women on a company's board, the company does better. So it's not just about equal opportunity. It's actually about better performance and better results for stockholders. So there are lots of ways to win here. And one of those wins, when women are more and more involved in the world of corporate business, I think it makes these kinds of phenomena go away because we're all working side by side. And it's just harder for one group to have that kind of power over another, at least when it comes to things like sexual harassment.